And today's daf is daf mem, page 40. We'll start on daf lamed tes amud beis. So the Gemara said that whenever the Torah talks about reward, it really means reward in the next world, because the most prominent examples of the Torah speaking about reward is the reward for sending away the mother bird before taking the chicks, and the reward for honoring parents, both of which the Torah says, "L'man yarichun yamechas," that you'll have length of days, it'll be good for you. And yet, you can have a situation where a child is sent by his father to go get the chicks, and he sends away the mother bird, and Nebuch, he falls off of a ladder, and he passes away. Where is the reward? But it's the reward in the world to come. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef, towards the bottom here of Lamed Tes Amud Beis, Rav Yosef said, Yumale drashe acher lahai krak Rav Yaakov bar Barte, had acher, that is Elisha ben Avuya, who we learned about back in Masechet Chagiga, who became a heretic. He had been a contemporary of Rabbi Akiva, and unfortunately, he became a heretic. So had he interpreted this pasuk like Rabbi Yaakov, his grandson, Lo Chata, he never would have sinned. Acher Maihu, what was the story with Acher? Ikadamri Kai Gavna Chaza. Some explain that this is what happened. He saw a father telling a child, go get chicks for me. The child climbed up a ladder, fell off and died. Does that understand what happened to the pasuk? Must be that it's not true, and he became a heretic. Yeah, for sure. But had he interpreted the pasuk, that what it means, that he'll get long life in the world that's long, in the world to come, he never would have become a heretic. Ikud Amri, there's another tradition that what had alienated Acher was Lishna de Chutzpis HaMeturgim in Chaza. He saw the tongue of Chutzpis, the translator, to have a garer le davar acher, that was being dragged by a pig. Amar, he said, Pesha hifik margalios, a mouth that produced pearls of Torah. Yelachich ba'afar, is it appropriate that it should be licking the dirt? And if that's the reward for Torah, there's no reward in this world. He became very alienated. Nafak chata, he went out, he left our tradition, and he became a sinner. It's true. Rami Rav Tuvi by Rav Kisna l'Rava. Rav Tuvi, the son of Rav Kisna, challenged Rava. Tznan, we have our Mishnah. Kala osa mitzvah achas. Anyone who does one mitzvah. So we explained it means one mitzvah beyond 50%. Meitz even lo, he has a good life in this world. And v'nochel asaharetz, he has in the world to come. Asa'in, he has to do the mitzvah. Lo asa lo, but if he doesn't do mitzvahs, he doesn't get rewards in this world and in the next. Or mini, but I'll challenge you, we learned in a braisa. Yashav lo avar aveira, a person who sits and avoids doing sins. Nostan lo schar ki osa mitzvah. They give him reward like one who does a mitzvah. So that sounds like you don't have to actually do. Even just avoiding sin gets reward. Right? So Amar Lei, Sarava Setra, Tubi Barav Kisna, Hasam, in that Braisa, it's Kigon Shabbat Varav Erali Yado. It's when he was tempted, when the matter of sin came to him, Venitzel Menu, and he conquered the temptation, and he was saved from the sin. So that's a great mitzvah, because that takes effort. That gets reward, just like doing a mitzvah gets reward. What are some examples? Kiha, like the following story of Rav Chanina Bar Papi Tevaate Ahimatrinisa. This very prominent noble woman demanded that he have marital relations with her. Amar Milsa. So he said a name of God. Mali Nafshe Shichna V'kiva, and he filled up his entire body with boils and with pus to make him unappealing, so she would not want to have relations with him anymore. Avdehi milsa, so she used magic. Itzi, and she healed him. Arak Tashaba Hube Bani. He went and he ran and hid in a bathhouse, which was a very dangerous bathhouse. It was a bathhouse with a demon in it. Like we saw earlier, it was like with Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. It was a demon that even two people coming in by day would get damaged from this demon. And he went and he hid in that place. The next day, Amrulei Rabbanan, the rabbi said, Ma Natrach, who protected you from the demons in that bathhouse? Amrulehusa, he said to them, Nose Kesar Shmiruni Kol HaLaila, those who carry the weapons of the Caesar, namely the angels that accompanied Tzadikim, protected me all night. Amrulei, they said to him, why do you have such a power? Shemadvar Erva Baliyadcha V'nitzalta Imenu. Maybe it's that you had been tempted with sin of marital relations illicitly, and you were saved from it. As we learned in a brisa, kalabad dvar erva liyado v'nitzalei menu, anyone who has a dvar erva come to his hand and he is saved from it, osin lo neis, they do for him miracles. The pasuk says in Tehillim, bless God his emissaries, giborei koach, heroes of strength, osei dvaro, fulfill his word, lishmoa bekol dvaro, to listen to the voice of his word. What is that a reference to? Kigon Rabbi Tzadok v'chaverav. It's a reference to Rabbi Tzadok and his friends who overcame their Yetzer Hara. Rabbi Tzadok tva'ate ahi matrunisa. There was this prominent non-Jewish woman who demanded that he sleep with her. Amar Las, Rabbi Tzadok said to her, chalash li liboy v'lo matzina. My heart is weak, I can't do it. Ika midi lemecha. Is there something for me to eat to strengthen my heart? Amrlei, she said, okay, ikadavar tami, there's some pork. Amrlei, my nafkamina, what do I care? You know, if I'm already doing the sin of sleeping with you, I can do the sin of eating the pork too. David ha achulha, apparently anyone who does this aveira is going to end up eating this thing. So shagra tanura, she lit up her oven, v'kaman chalei, and she put the pork into the oven. Salak v'yasabegava, he went and he jumped into the oven. Amrlei, she said, my high, what are you doing? Putting yourself in fire. Amrlei, he said to her, Davida, Nafuba. A person who does these sins is going to end up falling into the fires of Gehenna. So why should I fall into the fires of Gehenna? I'll do it now. Amrlei, she said, Yadita Kulihai, if I would have known how upset you are with this behavior, how severe illicit marital relations are for you, for your faith, Lotzartich, I never would have caused you so much pain. Rav Kahana was very poor. So Avakamaz ben Dikule, he used to have to sell these baskets to women where they would put their utensils of weaving in. So he was dealing with women all the time. So this prominent non-Jewish woman demanded marital relations with him. Amar la, Rav Kahana said to her, Ezel ikashit nafshoi. I'm going to go and I will fix myself up before I do the aver with you. I'm going to make myself look good. So what did he do? Salak v'kanafam igru la'ara. He went up to the roof and he jumped off the roof to the ground. Tried to commit suicide. Us Eliyo Kabli. Eliyo Anavi came and he caught him. Amalei, so Eliyo Anavi said, Atrachan arbamea parsi. You made me run 400 parsa to come and save you. Amalei, so Rav Kahana said to Eliyo, mi garam li. What caused this problem? Lavana, you said, isn't it the poverty? That's why I have to work in such a profession. So Yaev Le Shifa Didimi. So Leo Anavi gave him this utensil called a Shifa, filled with dinarim, so that he wouldn't have the poverty anymore, and he wouldn't anymore be challenged with such temptations. Rami Le Rava Le Rav Nachman. Rava challenged Rav Nachman with a contradiction. So now we have the Mishnah and Peah. Eilu dvarim shadam osa osan v'ochel peirasein b'olam hazeh v'akeren k'yemus lo l'olam haba. These are four or five mitzvahs that a person who fulfills them, number one, gets benefits from them in this world, fruits from them in this world, and the primary reward is still waiting for him in the world to come. Elohim, these are the mitzvahs, kibud av v'aim, honoring father and mother, gemilus chasadim, doing acts of chesed, v'ava, shalom, shmanad, mechavero, making peace between man and his fellow, etc. Talmud Torah Kineged Kulam, and the studying of Torah is equal to all of these.
Mm-hmm. Please.
No, each one separately gets reward in this world and reward in the next. That's right. So what are the sources? The kibud avim, how do we know that kibud avim gets you reward in this world, the fruits in this world, and the primary reward is in the world to come? Because the pasuk says, "Kavidus avicha v'esimecha, honor your father and mother, leman yarichun yamecha, so that you'll have length of days. That's the world to come. Leman yitzavlach, and you'll have good things. That's in this world. The gmilos chasadim, acts of kindness. Because it says, "Rodev tzedakah v'chesed, he who pursues charity and kindness, yimtzachayim tzedakah v'chavod, will find life, charity, and honor. Ubava shalom and peace." Because it says, "Baki shalom v'rodfeyu, seek out peace and pursue it." Rabbi Vo said, "Asi redifa redifa." There's a parallel. Ksivach, it says over here, "Baki shalom v'rodfeyu, seek out peace and pursue it." Ksivasim, it says over there, "Rodev tztaka v'chesed, he who pursues charity and peace, yimtzachayim tztaka v'chavot, will get life, charity, and honor." And Talmud Torah is from the pasuk Yuchayecha v'orach yamecha. It's your life, that's this world, length of days in the world to come. So asked Rava to Rav Nachman, so why does the Mishnah only list these mitzvos? What about Shiluach HaKen, sending away the mother bird? Nami Tichsiv, there you also have the Pasuk. Leman Yitavlach, so that'll be good for you, that's this world. V'arachta Yamin, and you'll have length of days in the world to come. So listening Nami Ha, let the Mishnah also mention Shiluach HaKen. So Rav Nachman answered, Tana v'shir. It listed some of the things that get, you know, have benefits in this world plus the next world, and it left some out. So Rav asked Rav Nachman, Tani Tana elu dvarim. Tana said, these are the matters. You have this world and the next. V'at amr Tana v'shir, and you're saying things were listed and others were left out. So Amar Rava answered, Rav Idi Asbroli. Rav Idi explained it to me. Pasuk says, "Imru tzaddik ki tov." Declare about the tzaddik for it is good. Ki fri malaleyem yochelu, for the eight of for the fruit of their deeds they will eat. Yesh tzaddik tov, yesh tzaddik sheino tov. Is there a tzaddik who's good and a tzaddik who isn't good? Ella, so what does it mean? Tov la shamayim v'la brios. Someone who is good both for heaven and for people, namely a mitzvah that is both good, bein adam lamakom, and bein adam lachavero, zehu tzaddik tov. That's called a tzaddik who is good, who gets both the reward in this world and in the next. But tov lashamayim v'ra labrios, if it's something good for heaven, but it doesn't really positively impact people, zehu tzaddik she'eino tov, that's a tzaddik who isn't good. So that's why Shiluach HaKen has no benefit to people. So since it has no benefit to people, it's not within this pasuk of Imru Tzadik Kitov. Therefore, Shiluach HaKen, even though it says Leman Yitavlach, does not have Prima Laleim Yochelu, does not have the fruit of their deeds, the benefits in this world.
What's the concept of a long life in Olam Haba?
I think the definition of Olam Haba is a long life.
So why, but it's shooing away the mother bird gives you long life.
In Olam Haba.
Right. But isn't any life infinite?
It gets you into it. Gets you into Olam Haba. You get to attach to God, apparently. That's the long life. Be more connected.
But isn't the Shiluach HaKen like, it's almost like if you have to be sensitive to the mother bird, Kavachoma teaches, you should be sensitive.
But apparently that's not directly. It's not a direct benefit to people. So it's not within the category of Tzadik Kitzov. Kayotzei badavar ata omer. Similarly, we have in the next pasuk over there. Oy la rasha ra. Woe to the wicked rasha. Ki gmul yadav ye'aselo. For the handiwork of his deeds will be done to him. In other words, the wicked rasha will suffer in this world. Is there a Rasha who's wicked and another Rasha who's not wicked? Every Rasha is wicked. Elas, rather, means like this. Someone who's wicked towards heaven and wicked towards people. Rasha ra. That's a bad Rasha. If he's wicked to heaven and not bad to people. Zehu Rasha she'eino ra. That's a wicked person who's not bad. So the people who suffer in this world is someone who hurts people. You know, he's a murderer, he's a thief. That's a rasha ra. Then gmul yadav yasala. Another braisa. Haschus, from merits, namely from good deeds. Yeshla keren v'yeshla peros. He gets the reward for the deed. Plus, the deed grows. It's like a tree. There are fruits from the good deed. There's added reward, even beyond what he deserves. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, Imru tzadik ki tov, declare about the tzadik who is good, ki pri ma'aleim yochelu, the fruits of their deeds they will eat. Aveira, but a sin, yesh la keren, there's the punishment for the sin. Ve'en la peros, but the sin doesn't grow. Shenam, as the Pasuk says, Oy la rasha ra, woe to the sinner. Misfortune. Kigmul yadav ye'aselo. The handiwork of his deeds will be done for him, but not the fruit of the handiwork, just the deeds. Ve'lamani mekayim, one second, but what about the Pasuk, v'yochlu mipri darkam mo'atzaseyem yizbo'? They will eat from the fruits of their ways. And the tragedies that will, you know, come to them in this world, and the main punishment will be in the world to come. So you see that there are fruits even of misdeeds. And so the Gemara depends on the misdeed. Avera she'osa peros, a misdeed that has fruits, namely a righteous person who publicly commits a sin. So now a lot of people learn from him. A sin on social media. So social media, everybody sees. So it grows. So things that grow, that has a, then there are fruits of it too. Sheino separos, but let's say a sin that a person does alone, you know, alone in his own house, he does something wrong. Then ain la peros, it doesn't grow. And there aren't fruits of the acts to punish him. So that we saw yesterday, but it depends apparently. It just depends on the situation, depends on the actions. Sometimes to pay in the next world. That's right. That's right. So this is about a schus and an aveira. What about a thought? So machshava tova, as we learned yesterday, a good thought. Mitzar falamais, Hashem considers it as if the person did it. The person says, I'm going to learn, you know, thinks, I'm going to learn a mesechta. Even if he didn't, Hashem considers it that he learned the mesechta. Shenem, as it says, Oz nidbru yirei Hashem ishol re'eyu. Then those who feared God spoke one to their friend. Vayakshev Hashem vayishma, Hashem listened in and he heard. Vayikasev, safe as zikaron lefanav. And a book of memory was written before him, liyirei Hashem, to those who fear Hashem, l'choshvei shemo. And those who think of his name. What does it mean to those who think of his name? Amar Ravasi, Ravasi said, Afilu chashav adam la'asos mitzvah. Even if a person thought to do a mitzvah, v'ne'enas v'lo asa, and then he was coerced and unable to do it, ma'ala olav akasuv ki'ilu asa. Hashem considers it as if he did it. Machshav ara, a wicked thought, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar falamaisa. Hashem does not connect that to an act. Shenamar, as the verse says, Aven im ra'isi b'libi, a sin, if I've seen it in my heart, lo yishma Hashem. Hashem will not listen. Ve'lamani mekayim, so what am I fulfilling with? Hinni mevi lo amazer ra pri machshavo sam. For behold, I am bringing to this people tragedy, the fruit of their thoughts. So you see that they're going to be punished for their thoughts. That means the following. Machshava she'osa pri, a thought that had a fruit, in other words, that came to fruition, that he carried it out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzar Falamaisa. When Hashem punishes him for that act, he punishes him for the thoughts that led to the act. Mahshava Shein Bapri, a thought that didn't have a fruit, that didn't come to fruition. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzar Falamaisa. Hashem does not link it to the act. Ask the Gemara, V'lo HaDichtiva. This is what we have in the Pasuk. Lamad folks, Es Yisrael Belibam, to catch the Jews in their hearts, to catch them for what they're thinking. So Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said, Hahu, that pasuk is referring to Avodas Kochavim Udechsev, the thoughts of Avodah Zara, that does count as a sin. Amar Mar, as we learned, Chamur Avodas Kochavim, how terrible idol worship is, Shekola Kofer, but anyone who rejects Avodah Zara, Kimoda B'chola Torah Kula, it's as if he is admitting observance of the Torah, and anyone who chas v'shalom admits it is rejecting the entire Torah. Ula Amar, Ula said, another answer to this question. The verse had said, "L'ma'at fosus beis Yisrael belibam," to catch the Jewish people on their hearts, which sounds like their thoughts of sins are punished. That's Kidur Rav Huna, that's like the lesson of Rav Huna. Dam Rav Huna said, "Kevon sha'avar adam aveira v'shanaba." If a person does a sin and repeats it, hutrelo, it's permitted. Hutrelo sakadadach, it's permitted. Elanase slo ke'eter. It's considered in his own mind fully permitted. Once he did it a couple of times, so then he thinks it's permitted. So therefore, if there's a sin that he's done a couple of times that he's planning to do, if he didn't get to carry it out, he still gets punished for it. Because since there's no longer any inhibitions within him to prevent him from doing it, his not doing it is not a sign of any type of religious behavior. Something happened, he wasn't able to carry it out, but therefore he still gets punished for it. Amar Rav Avoh Mishum Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Avoh said name Rabbi Chanina, Noach lo la'adam shi'avar aver b'seter, better to do a sin in private with nobody seen, v'al yechal l'shem shamayim b'farhesya, not to do the sin in public, which would desecrate the name of God and cause others to learn from him. Shenamar, as the verse says, V'atem beis Yisrael, and you the household of Israel, call my Hashem, so said God. Ish gilu lav l'chu avodu, each person go worship his idols. V'achar, im enchem shom im elai, v'ashem kadshi lo tuchalelu. And that's better. If you're not listening to me, you shouldn't desecrate my name in public. Amar Rabbi Loya Zaken said, "Imro Adam sheyitzom is gaber alav." If a person sees that his urges, let's say for a woman, are overcoming him, he can't control himself. Yelech lemakom shein makir moso. He should go to a place where they don't know him, so that way it won't be chilul Hashem. Yilbash shchorim, wear black. Yiskase b'shchorim, cover himself in black. Maybe through wearing the black, he'll be humble. V'yaseh kamosh libo chafetz, and do the avera. That way, no one will know that he's doing it. You shouldn't desecrate the name of God in public where people know him and respect him and possibly learn from him. Hashem knows, that's true. Ask the Mar'eini, is that so? Anyone who doesn't have respect for the honor of his creator, he's deserving to not come into the world. Mahi, what does it mean that he's not respecting the honor of his creator? Rabba said, Zamistakel Bekeshes, someone who stares at a rainbow. And Rav Yosef Amarzeh over Aver B'Seser, someone who does a sin in private. As Raja points out, he doesn't want people to see, but he doesn't care that God sees, he doesn't respect God. That's so terrible. So Lokash, it's not a contradiction. If he could overcome his Yetzirah, he's able to conquer his urges. So then it's a terrible desecration of God to go in private and do a sin. But if he can't control his urges, so then better to do it in private than to do it in public, because to do it in public would be a chilul Hashem. Yes. Tanan asked me, we learned in a Mishnah. Ein makifin b'chilul Hashem. There is There's no forgiving Chil Hashem. Echad shogig ve'echad meizid. Whether someone is by mistake or someone is on purpose. Mayim Akif, what does it mean that there's no forgiving or there's no credit? So Amar Marzutra, Marzutra says, Shein osin k'chen v'ni. It's not like a guy who has a store. Sometimes he has a tab. He says, yeah, you can buy things, you put it down on your credit line. And you'll pay me later. When it comes to Chil Hashem, God doesn't say, okay, I'm giving you credit, I'll pay you later. God punishes, unfortunately, right away for the public desecrations of his name. Mar Bred Ravana Amar, Mar the son of Ravana said, Lomar, that's to say, Shem Haisa Shkula, if your sins are 50-50 with merits, Ein Makifin, in other words, Chil Hashem pushes you over to get punished. Tanur, if one of the sins is Chil Hashem, a person should walk through life always considering himself 50-50. Half merits, half sins. And therefore that next act is so important. Asa mitzvah achas, if he does a mitzvah, ashrav, he's praiseworthy. Shechuya atzmo lekafskus, he's now weighted himself to the side of merit. Avar avera achas, if he did one avera, oylo wotim, shechuya atzmo lekafkov, he weighted himself to punishment. Shenemar, as it says, And one sinner will lose many good, much good. For one sin that he sinned, Ovid mimenu tovos harbe, he loses many benefits. Rabbi Shimon says, because the world is judged based on its majority. An individual is judged for his majority. Asa mitzvah, chasav, he did one mitzvah. Ashrav, he's praiseworthy. Sheikh Yas Asman is called Olam Lekaf Schutz. He's pushed himself on the whole world to the side of merit. Avra Avera Achas, if he did one sin, Oilo, woe to him. Sheikh Yas Asman is called Olam Lekaf Chova. He pushed himself on the whole world to the side of sin. Shenem, as it says, V'chote Echad, and one sinner. As the verse said, V'chote Echad, Ya'abe tova harbe, and for one sin, he's going to lose a lot of good. Yeah.
Didn't Hashem say he would save Sodom with 10 righteous people?
Okay.
And that was not a majority, 10.
Well, those 10 are a whole community. And the merit of that community, then everybody else could be saved.
Rabbi, this is a big one, and we're learning it scripture. I see that Chas v'Shalom, when somebody does a avera, he's doesn't care about Kol Klal Yisrael, because maybe this avera,
true, that's right,
backing them, it's
tilts the scales in the wrong direction.
Very, very big
one. For this individual sin, Ibeid mimenu mikola olam tova harbe, may have caused to be ruined from him and from the whole world a lot of good. Shimon Yochai, Omer Shimon Yochai says, Afilu tzaddik gamur kol yamav, even someone who's a perfect tzaddik his whole life, umarad ba'achrona, and at the end of his life he rebels against Hashem, ibeid es harishonos, he lost all the good that he did, the earlier ones. And as it says, tzidkas hatzaddik lo tatzilenu biyom pisho, the righteousness of the tzaddik won't save him on the day of his crime. Afilu Rasha Gamur Kol Yamav, and even someone who was completely sinful his whole life, Vasa Tshuva Ba'achroni, did Tshuva at the end of his life, in Maskirin Lo Shuv Risho, we don't mention to him his sinfulness anymore. Shenem, as it says, V'rishas HaRasha Lo Yikashel Ba B'yom Shuvo Mirisho, and the wickedness of the Rasha, he won't stumble over it on the day that he returns from his sin.
But he can talk about it, no? Chas v'Shalom, somebody Baba Tshuva, he wants to teach people that That's what it was.
But not us to tell him. Yeah, but Hashem won't punish him for any of his sins because he did tshuva. He worked, pushed it all away. So the Gemara asks, alright, let's say a person was a tzaddik, then at the end of his life he rebels. Why should he lose everything? Let him be 50-50. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, b'tzoal arishonos. It's a reference to someone who regrets having done all the good deeds. A person does good deeds, and at the end of his life, he says, what did I gain from it? Why did I do mitzvos? I should never have spent my time on that. I should have spent my time on something else. Nebuchadnezzar loses all the mitzvahs. Kol sheyeshno b'mikra, anyone who is immersed in learning Tanakh, or the Mishnah, Mishnayos, or the Derech Eretz, and his good midos, lo b'meheru chote, he doesn't sin quickly, shenemar, as it says, v'achot ha-meshulash, if he has a threefold cord, lo b'meheru yinatik, not easily is it detached, v'chol sheyeno lo b'mikra, v'lo b'mishnah, v'lo b'derech Eretz, someone who doesn't have any of these, doesn't have Tanakh, doesn't have Mishnayos, doesn't have good midos, Einu min ha-yishuv, he's not in any way helping settle the world. And he's someone who wouldn't even be a kosher to be a witness. Amr Belazmer B'Tzadok said, L'matzadikim nimshalim ba'olam hazeh. Why are, you know, to what are tzadikim compared to in their suffering that they have in this world? L'ilan shekulo omed b'makom ta'ara. It's like a tree standing in a place of purity. Vinofo, and some of its branches, nota lemakom tuma, are extending out to a place of impurity. Niktzas nofo, if the branches are cut off, then kulo omi b'makom tahara, the whole thing is ended up in the place of purity. So kacha kadosh baruch hu, that's what God does. Maybe yisur nal tzadikim olam hazeh, brings suffering to the tzadikim in this world, so that wipes away their sins. Then they'll have the tree itself fine and complete that they'll inherit the world to come. Shenemar, the verse says, your beginning will be painful. At the end, you'll have a lot of success. And what are Rishayim like in this world? To a tree that's mostly in a place of impurity. And its branches are out in a place of purity. Niktzatz nofo, if the branches are cut, kulo omid b'makom tuma, the majority is in a place of impurity. Kacha kod, shbaruch hu so too with God, mashpia lehen tovel or shayim b'olam hazeh. He gives good things to the wicked in this world, k'dei letardon, to wipe away their merits, and to push them away, ulo rishon l'madrega tachton, and to put them to the lowest level of Gehenna. Shenem, as it says, yeich derech yashar lifnei ish, there is a straight path before man, v'achrisa darchei maves, and its ends are the ways of death. U'kvar haya, Rabbi Tarfon is kenem mesuvim ba'aliyas, based nitzah belot. Rabbi Tarfon and the elders were once sitting in the attic of, or the apartment of Beit Nitzah and Lod. And they asked this question, Talmud gadol or Maisa gadol? What's greater, learning or doing? Nana Rabbi Tarfon v'yamar, and he said, Maisa gadol, greater is the actions of mitzvah. Nana Rabbi Akiva v'yamar, Rabbi Akiva said, Talmud gadol, greater is the learning. Nana kulam v'amru, and then they all agreed, Talmud gadol, greater is the learning. Shat Talmud mevi lidei Maisa, because the learning brings to the action. Tanu lintin abrais Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says, gadol, Talmud, greater is learning. Shekadam l'chala. It's even before the mitzvah of separating chala arba'im shana. 40 years before, because we had to learn Torah starting from getting to be at Sinai, whereas the mitzvah of chala only started once we entered Eretz Yisrael. Uchumas sulam maestros, which only started after we settled the land. It's chamishim v'arba. It was 54 years before that. Ulishmitin, and before the mitzvah of shmita, shishim v'acha, 61 years. Yovlos, and before Yovel, Mea Vishalosh, 103 years. Mea Vishalosh, Mea Varbavian, it's 104 years before Yovel. Kasavri holds Yovel Mitchilasa Umishamit. Yovel, right at the very beginning of the year, already all the fields go back. So Yovel's really 103 years away from the revelation at Sinai. Shem Shalimud Kodon Lamaisa, the same way the obligation to learn was given to us before we could carry out the obligations of fulfilling mitzvos. Kachdino, so too when a person is judged in the world to come. First he's judged about learning, kodom lamaisa, before he's judged about mitzvos. Ked Rav Amuna, as Rav Amuna taught, Am Rav Amuna in Tchilas Dino Shal Adam El Al Divrei Torah. Person's first going to be asked about learning Torah. Shenamar, as the verse says, Poter Mayim Reishis Medon. Person who exempts himself from the waters of Torah, it's the beginning of misfortune, and that's the beginning of the judgment. The same way he gets judged about learning before judged about doing. So to the reward for learning is before the reward for doing. Shneimer, it says, "V'itin lahem arzos koyim v'amalumim yirashu." He gave them lands of nations and the hard work of peoples they will inherit. Bavur yishmeru chukav, so that they will keep his laws. V'toros av yinsoru, and they will treasure his toros.